a short film about the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting massacre that took the lives of 20 students and 6 educators, is told through the lens of 2 clergymen, one in Connecticut, the other in Scotland. Lessons from a School Shooting, Notes from Dunblane is being shown at the Woodstock Film Festival Saturday. Producer and director Kim Snyder will also screen clips from her upcoming documentary about February's mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Just after the Sandy Hook massacre, Father Robert Weiss of St. Rose of Lima Roman Catholic Church in Newtown received a letter from a fellow priest in Dunblane, Scotland.
It did really strike me, you know, where is he getting that support? And he immediately said, without thinking hard about it, well, actually, all of these letters have poured in, but I'm getting most of my solace from a correspondence with a stranger, with another priest in Dunblane, Scotland, where they suffered the same thing back in 1996 when 16 of their children, the exact same age, eerily similar. It happened in a town that could look like the Scottish equivalent of Newtown, happened at the same time of day within minutes at 9:30 in the morning, where a lone gunman came into their games hall in the school and killed all those children. So this was something where there didn't seem to be anyone else on earth who could really understand exactly what he was going through. And Father Basil O'Sullivan had immediately reached out, and this letter got through to him. And therein began this correspondence.
Father Basil eventually visited Newtown. Snyder, whose previous film was the Peabody Award-winning 2016 documentary Newtown, says the short film is about connections between the two men of faith and how gun violence affected them, a topic she felt warranted its own film treatment. In addition to showing her film, Snyder will screen clips from her upcoming documentary about the 2018 mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. And there will be a panel discussion.
We thought in Woodstock it would be very poignant to put together a panel that recognized this post-Parkland phenomenon of a very inspiring and promising youth movement that I think has grown up. I think that Parkland was the catalyst, but I think that the seeds were all planted there, like many movements, through years of suffering that predated, certainly predated Newtown, but Newtown was also a horrible and shameful moment in, I think, our national sort of reckoning around this, of children of that tender age being just mowed down. And so I've made very, very close connections with many people in that town, and thought it would be a good opportunity to put these together. So the idea of the panel is to honor a lot of what I've seen in the youth movement, is to give the voice to the youth. And so it will be some local students who've been leaders in this struggle, along with Natalie Barden, who lost her brother Daniel at Sandy Hook. Her father, Mark, who we know quite well, will be more like a moderator, along with myself. And then the other part of the panel that's interesting is we're bringing one of our close youth allies up from Parkland, a young woman named Samantha Fuentes, who was herself shot with an AR-15 in her senior year Holocaust studies class, of all things, and witnessed her friends dying next to her. So these are people who really bond young people over both trauma and the urgency that they feel to affect change around the issue of gun violence.
Snyder and her crew went on a 50-city bus tour with Parkland and other March for Our Lives kids.
On that tour, I was able to witness that they're able to reach out to other youth, some of them more conservative than themselves, and have civil dialogue. They sort of show the adult world that civil dialogue is not dead. We can talk about these things and have civil conversations with different, maybe different viewpoints toward it. I think the most inspiring thing for me was to see how they are generating an even younger generation, like 8 and 10 and 12 year olds, would come out in droves to these events in places like Sioux City, Iowa, where you'll see a clip with a young boy named Langston, and he, just says it's his responsibility to speak on behalf of kids who are worried about these school shootings. So you see this younger generation that is looking up to these bigger kids as their new role models. Their new role models, to me, are like activists.
Lessons from a School Shooting, Notes from Dunblane is being shown Saturday at 1:30 at the Woodstock Playhouse. The panel discussion follows. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.